She's holding what looks like a Christmas decoration, an angel. On it are the names of her two sons, Owen and Rory. In July 2013, Kathleen's sons were murdered by their father. She is speaking at the Safe Ireland, Safe World Summit, which opens in Dublin today. She will talk about how her life changed forever that day in July, her grief and the healing power of community. A young mother of two who was found dead at her apartment in Dublin is the lead story for four of the papers, the Irish Daily Star, Irish Sun, Mirror and The Herald, all reporting, as you may have heard in the bulletin, 33-year-old Amanda Carroll was the victim of a violent assault. The Irish Daily Mail reports that the trial of a Wexford woman accused of murdering her partner in Australia is due to begin in Sydney today. Tina Cahill is charged with the murder of David Walsh in February of last year. Both are from Wexford and met in Australia. The presidential campaign is the subject of several of today's editorials. The Irish Independent says as we enter the last days of the presidential election campaign, what has come as a surprise is how little some of those on the tickets have actually studied the basics of the president's constitutional responsibility. The lead writer in the Irish Times, meanwhile, says that sadly, none of the challengers to the incumbent, Michael D. Higgins, have been able to capture the public imagination or to offer an alternative, credible vision. The editorial in The Examiner comments on the blasphemy referendum, saying it is time to change our laws, but it is also time to underline the difference between licence and latitude. And indeed, there are several articles in today's papers on that subject. And to the front of the papers, and the Irish Daily Mail reports that the Department of Health wanted to pay the HSE's new chairperson €100,000 a year for working just 2 days a week. On the front of The Independent, Conor McCrave and Paul Melia write about a house left empty for more than 2 years after being sold to the council. That article also says that more than 3,600 council-owned homes are lying vacant despite the housing crisis. It's Brexit for the Irish Times, that paper reporting that the Taoiseach Simon Coveney has ruled out the UK's proposal on an alternative to the backstop. There will be no withdrawal agreement without the backstop, end of story, he said. Elsewhere on that page, a report that Gardaí are seeking an overhaul of white-collar and corporate crime legislation. According to An Garda Síochána, new criminal offences such as reckless trading and causing a financial institution to fail should be introduced. More on Brexit for the Times Ireland edition. It's reporting that Theresa May is facing a rebellion by more than 40 of her MPs if she does not bow to fresh demands from Brexiteers in the next 48 hours. According to the lead story in The Examiner, attendances at sexual consent workshops at universities has skyrocketed this year following a number of high-profile cases. And in that paper, there's a special report from Michael Clifford on how the gap between the theory and the practice of services for someone with a mental illness left the family of one young man in despair and desperate for help. He charts the story of Joseph's summer on the streets and how it exposes the failings of a system meant to help the vulnerable. And finally, several of the papers report this morning that Ryanair has sparked outrage after apparently failing to remove a passenger from a plane as he launched a racist tirade against the woman in the seat next to him. The alleged incident is believed to have taken place on a plane at Barcelona Airport last Friday.
Clodagh, thank you. We'll hear more about that Ryanair story later in the